Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are entities created by Congress to finance and guarantee home loans in the United States. While they are government licensed, they operate like private companies with shareholders and corporate boards. The two mortgage giants have been severely weakened by the current turmoil in the U.S. housing market, which has seen a dramatic rise in foreclosures and falling home values across the country. Should they fail, the impact on the U.S. and world economy could be severe, and so the government stepped in, bailing them out and taking over their operations. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino says the Bush administration had no choice.
And this is not action that we wanted to take. It's action that we needed to take.
Perino says the White House has been warning for years that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were in need of reform. She says the federal takeover could have been prevented if Congress had acted on the administration's request for a strong independent regulator to oversee the mortgage giants.
Remember that we have highlighted the systemic risk posed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac because of the very large role they play in housing markets and because of their business practices. And for years, we have encouraged Congress to put in place a strong, independent regulator to oversee the institutions.
Perino says it will be up to the next U.S. president and Congress to decide the ultimate fate of the two institutions. She says for now, the goal must be to help the housing market and the economy recover. Perino says President Bush, who does not favor corporate bailouts as a rule, approved this takeover reluctantly as a last resort. U.S., Asian, and European stock markets soared in response to the news. China and Japan, the biggest buyers of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae debt, praised the takeover. But European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet offered a word of caution. He said while the move is welcome, risks remain in the global credit market. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.